it's, you know, we said to the players there was no pressure on them today to go and do themselves proud and do it for a club, do it for themselves. You know, Rangers played a very, very strong side and probably their strongest. And you say, well, apart, well, obviously they've got Lee Wallace and that, Temple injured, but they were as strong as it was available. So I think looking at the two team sheets, you would be thinking, well, this is just going to be one of those days. But I thought they were, but every single man was magnificent today. You know, the way that we asked them to play and the shape. Rangers had most of the possession, but really, they couldn't really do anything with it. So they were getting it into areas that wasn't hurting us. And then whenever the opportunity came, when it became time to play it forward, they found it very difficult against us. So just disappointing, because we talked about half time how well we had done, and first 15-20 minutes is going to be crucial, because they're going to get a wee bit of roasting finale and come out and maybe step it up, and no point in doing it. And then you know, big care rank gets slipped. But the boys are saying there now, they've seen it on the video, and it looked like the boy that put it in was offside. I don't know, I can see too many bodies, and it was the wrong angle for me to see, but you know, it could easily have led to the heads getting down, but it just shows you the character of somebody. Remember, there was 9 players out there, apart from John and Dargs, the other 9's all come through our youth system, and speaks volumes for what we're doing behind the scenes here, and to go and do the club proud and themselves proud for with that performance, and deservedly got a result, because Rangers had very little, you know, we had to deal with set plays, which we did great. They had a big advantage there, and then you found out one or two were trying to go down pretty softly to there, but the referee was very good today, stood firm. But I've got to say, nothing but admiration for the way that the players stuck to their task, and by the way, sometimes in possession played some good football, and they just did everybody proud today, and that was a great result. And you're right, you know, it was one of those games. I think everybody would have said if we had lost with 2 or 3 goals, I was looking at it much to say, go and put a performance, let's see what the result is. If you put a performance, there won't be much between you, and they did that. So I thought it was terrific, and you know, the playoffs are a different thing altogether, but that's where the pressure comes in there. So we know where we are. We're at Stranraer on Wednesday, and we'll get in tomorrow, prepare for that, and but one or two have given me, you're right, have given me a wee bit of a selection, but that's what I wanted. I didn't want, you know, to make it easy. Nobody's made it easy for anybody with these young boys. Played at Ayr a couple of weeks ago and did great. They came out today and played the champions and did great. So fantastic. But if you look at the bigger picture, the club's in great hands in terms of, you know, their philosophy to go through with the youth and everything like that's going to pay dividends. It's maybe still a wee bit off before they reap the top awards, but if we get players coming through, showed today that a lot of these players could come into the first team in the near future and be, you know, the team for the years ahead, and that's what we've always set out to do here. So it's terrific, and as I've said many times, they're a great bunch to work with, and they want to do well. And when you've got that, you can have all the ability in the world now, but if you've got a passion and desire to go and play and win a game, that's your ability means nothing. So, but these boys have got it in abundance, and now we just want to take that. Everybody's looking forward to the playoffs. Tough games, but listen, we knew it'd be tough games whoever we played. And you know, it's a great chance to bounce back. So we'll just look nothing more than Stranraer away and try and get a good result so that we can come back here and see what we've got to do in the second leg.
Ryan Wallace left out today. Was that a precaution for?
He wasn't fit. He wasn't been. He wouldn't have been left out if he'd been fit. It's that 20 minutes even last week and a wee bit of training meant on the Tuesday. Felt it really tight, and it's one of the things that it can flare up and do that. We just hope by not training that he could maybe feature, and we could possibly have him on the bench on if he feels okay. But we might need him for the return leg, and keep him on the bench when we're at home, and obviously have the, because he's got more experience than the others there. But if we have to do without him, we've shown players today like Alan Smith. Even wee Dargo was terrific today, given that you know, 36-year-old when I'm running about, I think he was 26-year-old, you know, but very clever, knows where to go and pick up the ball, and and young players should learn off of people like Craig Dargo and John Potter at the back, and that was the idea that we played them, because with such a young team they could talk and encourage, and because the first 5 yards, as John always says, and we always agree, that it's in your head, and so he knows he's maybe not got the pace. In fact, we had a bit of a laugh before the, because I came in with an oxygen mask, and when we read the team and handed it over to him, but we didn't have any oxygen, so we stuck it in a bottle of Stella, I think, Stella Artois, the tube, and he sniffed it a couple of times, and so we're all right laughing as well. So just to calm down and break the ice, and so the players, but those players were just nothing but admiration for them today. I thought they were absolutely magnificent to a man, and even the subs that came on, they wanted to get that result, and I think getting the goal gave them a huge lift at the right time in the game, and we just had very little after that. And we know that we're always going to have, there's always a chance with the quality that they've got that they're going to cause you problems, but we stuck to our tasking, and we got a couple of breaks just with John. That's when I had to take John off. I think he couldn't get his leg off the ground, it come off his shin and hit the post, and I think that was time for me to get him off of there, because I could see the oxygen sandwiches were finished. So but they can be very proud, and see two boys that haven't hardly played for the team this year, to go in there with nine young boys speaks volumes for their attitude and application and will to get something out of the game, and that was just probably one of the best results and best performances of the season, because but what it also does, it just gives a little timely reminder to the experienced boys in the side who, you know, can for now say, hey, listen, we've got to get out there and emulate that sort of performance. That'll be the message, you know, because a lot of these experienced boys will be needed when it comes to the crunch, because it's too much pressure to put on a lot of young boys. So that was the reason. There was very little pressure on us today. The result was great, because even if we'd lost, we're in second place, we've got by 14 points. I say, just go out and you've got everything to gain. Looking at the team sheet, people will expect them to win 4 or 5, nothing, and they'll know. But you're the only team that you're in a no-lose situation today, so go and do the club proud, go and do yourself proud, and they carried it out to the 100%.
Jim, good work on Wednesday, thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you.